question that we've been pushing off, which is in the same city, are you allowed to start? What's the halacha in the same city? Is someone allowed to open another store, which is competition with the first store that's existing? So this is a Mefurish Gemara that deals with it in Bav Basra, Chafal Famid Beis, and no one was learning it for a while. A couple of weeks we were going over this Gemara, but I'm not going to read it inside because I think I'll lend it inside. I do want to just speak out that we should have clear before we proceed into the explaining. We should understand the two opinions in the Gemara. So the first sheet in the Gemara is Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, I guess I will read some of it inside.
Okay.
So Rav Huna says, Bar, hai bar mavua de uki rechaya. You have one person in a mavui. A mavui is an alleyway. A mavui is basically a place that the people pass through to get to their homes. Okay? So let's say you would have, for example, let's say there would be no houses on 10th Avenue. Okay? But all the streets that everyone lives in are off of 10th Avenue. So like 10th Avenue is like the mavui, and then all the side streets that come off of that is like the chotzer. It's like where people live over there. So one person has a rechayim, which means a mill, on 10th Avenue. Another one person also uses 10th Avenue as the way to get to his house, so he also lives in that mavui. The kamuki gabei, and he also wants to open a rechayim. So the Gemara says, Dinu dem akiv yuluye, he's allowed, the din is that he could stop him. The Amalei, Rav Huna says that there's a taina, the first person, let's call him Reuven, has a taina against Shimon. The kapasakta lilich yusai, you are infringing or stopping, pasakta, you are stopping my parnasa, my chiyas. So you're taking away my chiyas. This was the first sheet of Rav Huna. The Gemara ends up saying,
not enough people for two, what's the case?
No, technically, this whole thing is enough. Not enough. We're not saying that he's going to. You're not saying he's stopping his business in Gansin, but even being mimayit his parnasa, you have a tie on that.
What? Taking away his monopoly.
Yeah, you're taking away his. You want to know if he can't service all the people? It's a different story. But right now, everyone's happy with him, so you're definitely going to be mekapeach his parnasa by going there. Mm-hmm. So Rav Huna holds it's a tie. Now, Rav Huna, the Gemara ends up saying that, I underlined later, Tanaihi, the Gemara says that this statement of Rav Huna is really a machlokes Tanaim. It's not so simple. And the Gemara says like this, I underlined the next section, Tanaihi. Koifin b'nei mavois zeh ez zeh. Two people in the same mavui could be koifin each other, shloi lohishiv b'neiem lechayet v'lebursiki v'lemelamet t'noikes v'le'echa mi b'nei bali umnius. And Rashi says it means that there's someone else that has the same job there. So you could stop someone else from coming in. But if the guy lives in your mavo, he's allowed to open up. So this is the first sheet. Rav Shimon Gamliel, I mean, no. Af l'shcheinoi kafei, Rav Shimon Gamliel is like Rav Huna, like we said before. Even if a guy's a shachin of yours, you could stop him. But if the first sheet that says, no, a shachin you cannot stop, but there are people that you could stop from moving in. So who are those? Amr Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. So this is the difference between Rav Huna and Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. Okay, Rav Huna was the first Shita. Now Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, it sounds the same, but it's a different person. He paskins differently. He paskins like the Tanakama. And he paskins that a person that lives in your city or in your mavo, you cannot stop them from opening up. But he does say, even according to Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, that there is a case that you could stop someone from opening up. So he says the following, pshitali, that's for sure. Bar masa achriti, one person, a person who lives in this city, to someone that doesn't live in this city, matzi ma'akiv, you could stop him. Okay? So even according to the Mekel over the person who's lenient and says that two people that live in the same mavui are allowed to open up, and the one person cannot stop the other person, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, but someone who lives from the outside, and it's someone who doesn't live in the city, Bechlal, he wants to come in and open up in the city, or for sure in my mavui, but even in the whole city, I'm allowed to stop him. However, the Gemara says, Yishayach b'karga d'hachal l'matzi ma'akiv. If he pays taxes as a local, then I can't stop him, because that's considered that he's a local already.
How long does he have to do that for?
Well,
unless they can move in and
so there's a shiloh. Let's say the guy says, you don't live here. So he says, okay, fine. How much is taxes? Okay, fine. You pay how much in property taxes? $3,000 a year. Okay, I'll pay the $3,000 to the city, and I want to move in. So the question is a shiloh in the price game. Are you allowed to stop him from becoming a b'nei masa? That's a shaila. But kipshuta, if he's already a ben mosi, he's paying taxes to the city as a toshav of the city. Yeah. So even if he doesn't live here, okay, so this could be very common. A guy has a vacation home, okay, and he's paying the taxes. He has the same zchus in the city as a toshav. And now there is a shaila ground in the poiskim. They talk about, the Chasam Sofer makes reference to this because he was talking about a case when someone was, now what about if he pays taxes but he doesn't pay his kehila dues? Let's say he doesn't pay the mikvah, and he doesn't pay the shul, and he doesn't pay the thing. So the era, whatever, he doesn't participate in the kehillah. So enecham, he pays taxes, but is it enough that he pays taxes, or he has to participate in the kehillah also? Mm-hmm. That's a shail. It seems like there's a diuk over there in the Chasam Sofer. Did the Chasam Sofer seem to say, because there's a case the Chasam Sofer had, that the person who had the job was a katan. Not katan, but he wasn't a single, he was a bachelor, he was a single guy.
Not married.
And the halacha, and back then, a single guy didn't pay taxes. Only if you had a family, you were a married person, you pay taxes. So the Chasam Sofer said, this guy, he lives here, but he's not paying taxes. It's the opposite. So what happens, he's a single guy. So the Chasam Sofer, in his Lashon there, he says he doesn't pay taxes, and he doesn't participate in any of the chayvos of the city, because he doesn't pay the shul. So it's mashma, a little bit from that Chasam Sofer, that maybe that's also something to reckon with. But anyway. Okay, so let's get all the svaras here. Then he says, but the Rav Huna Brei Yeshua says, Ishayach b'karga d'halcha lo matzi ma'akiv. Bar mavua, d'nafshe lo matzi ma'akiv. But if you live in the same malvui as me and you want to open up in the malvui, then I can't stop you. But by Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, one thing he's a suffolk about is bar mavua achrina. My, what happens if I live in my malvui, you live in your malvui, but we both live in the same city, so we both pay the same local city taxes, but I live in one area, you live in another area, and you want to come into my area, am I allowed to stop you? That's a suffix of the, okay. So now, first of all, how do we paskin on this? So it's very interesting to note that, and we'll talk about this more next week maybe, but we paskin, the Gemara doesn't say who we paskin like. The shaila is, do we paskin like Rav Huna or Rav Huna Brei Yeshua? So the place can say we paskin like Rav Huna. Right, but he's not in my mavui.
Well,
okay, so let's see. What's the svaras here altogether?
What's the
I don't know if this is a svar because that's the lechiusi. He's not going with that.
This is anti-kapsakim.
Okay. So what is the svaras here altogether? So lemaisa in the sefer Pischei Choshen. He basically, his akdama to this whole Indian is that he doesn't understand what in the world is the difference between if you live in the city, you don't live in the city. Bottom line is if you're staring the other guy, you're staring him. If you're not, you're not. So he Lemaisa, the emes is that there's a lashon. There is the in the tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, he explains this. Now the Chasam Sofer, the tshuva on this Indian, a siman ein tes, is this. This is 10 pages. I don't have it. It's a tshuva the Chasam Sofer had from Rachmana Sofer. The Chasam Sofer quotes this in another place, and he says, "Ein kuntresi on yard leumnas chaveru." It's like a kuntres over here. This whole tshuva. But the Chasam Sofer says like this. I'm going to read some of it inside because it's very interesting. But basically, what the Chasam Sofer says is that by you paying every person where you live, you have the schusim. You own the rights to make money from the people that live here. That's one of the things you have rights to. Just like you have rights to the streets, you have rights to garbage collection, you have rights to the money that's in the city. The money in the industry you have rights to. So mainly says like this. He says, Vatam, the Hashaychus Bekarga de Malka, but if you pay taxes to the city, so then Scharu Mehamelach HaMalkum, it's like you rent it out from the king, the place, v'chol haschuyis she'efshar she'izdamnu ha'idei mekoyimai, anything which could come out of living in the city. So anyone pay taxes has all the schuyis that come out of the city. V'heima muchzokim b'zeh, ein reshus l'mi she'ena m'shalim schiris l'malchus, v'loi sachru ha'mokim v'haschuyis l'kapech parnasasim sh'leilu. So you're coming in from the outside, it's more like a gzela. You have no rights to what's going on in the city. You have nothing to do with this place. You have no rights to take out of the city the things which are in the city. So, And a person that pays taxes, he lives in the city, so they live in the city together, he's allowed to come into the city. Now, the only question is, the Chasam Sofer still doesn't explain so well. What about, like David's question, the guy that pays taxes in the city, what should stop him from getting rights to my mavui? So he says, she'ein la'orchem aboyim mokam achas, chiyo behem min adin, That's what he wants to say. So it's like you can't stop the other guy that lives there. So he says maybe when you pay the king the taxes, what you're really being zeicha to is the schus to take the money in your mavui. So maybe that guy is paying taxes. He has a schus in his mavui, but it's localized. Even though it's one central taxes, but they're giving out the schuyas to each person in his neighborhood. So Mimela, even though in an industry that it wasn't like they had back then, you know, that we had a couple of weeks ago, that you were soich the rights to sell the yain saraf, and it's very specific, but even in general, the rights to the, you know, the mekach u'memkor in the city, just like there's an import-export tax, right? People don't want that people from the outside should be coming in and taking all the business from here. So Mimela, there was a type of havana that in the city itself, you own the rights to the people, and someone from the outside cannot come in. Okay, now comes along.
Bar Mavua, so
we both have equal rights. I can't stop you. That's that. Ravuna says you could, but we pass in like Ravuna Breda of Yeshua that you can't.
Ravuna's
svar was above that, above and beyond that, right? He was going that. Possibly, he would say even if you have the same right as me, I was your first, you can't come in. That was his chumra. Now, here comes, just to bring out the point, I think, is like this.
It's no big deal. You just have to pay the taxes and you're done. You just have to pay the rights to the business.
Basically, right. Now, if you're an outsider and you want to pay taxes, that was what I said before. Maybe we don't let an outsider come and pay taxes, hagufa, because we want, now, who says you have a right to do that? Right, how do you stop him? Okay, that was a shayla in the Paiskim. Now,
let's say home. Real estate taxes, or let's say, for instance, business.
I think it's property taxes. I mean, it's things that pay for the tsrochim of the city. Yeah.
He's paying property tax on the business.
Obviously, but he's not paying property taxes as a toshav. Okay? So now it's like this. So now, here comes, I think, to bring out the point, I want to see this Beis Yosef that I gave out today. Okay, Beis Yosef, okay, because this is what everyone wants to know, that Rav Huna, the first opinion, came up with this new taina. Even though you live there, and you pay the taxes, and you're part of the city, but if you're being placed to chiyuse, kapasakta lechiyusai, if you're stopping the my business. So look at this Beis Yosef. It's very negeya. Okay? So the Kasav Bamordchai. So the Bamordchai brings down like this. Mavui sasum mishloisha tzdadim. You have a mavi, 10th Avenue, you can come in either from Miami Gardens or from 163rd. So there's two ways in. But let's say you have a place that there's only one way in. There's only one way in. You can't get in from the other side. So that's called the mavi sasum. Yichnesu loy, you can only come in from one side. V'dar Ruvain etzel soifin. Now Ruvain has a nice little shop at the end of the mavi. Okay? Uba Shimon, lodr keneged atzara pasuach. And Shimon moves in, and he lives near the front of the mavi. Anyone coming into the Mavui to get to Ruvain's store has to first pass in through Shimon because he's at the front of the Mavui. And you can't say, well, people coming from the other direction. You can't come in from the other direction.
So he's
definitely. Now, he says here, you could stop him for sure, according to why? Because here.
What's the case? He's living there? Or
he's living there and he's opening up a store now.
He's opening a store.
So now, why? Because here, anyone that's going to come in, the old people that used to come into Ruvain are for sure going to come into Shimon first. And therefore, says that Viasaf, that we have to be Machmir. Now, the Beis Yosef says a very strange thing. But the Beis Yosef says that Aviasaf savar the leker of Huna Brei Dav Yeshua. Aviasaf, this chumra is not going in Rav Huna Brei Dav Yeshua. He's going in Rav Huna. He's explaining Rav Huna. This Rav Huna said pasakta lechiusai is only in such a case that your mom is stopping the guy. That if you open up, no one else is going to get to the back of the mavoi. So your mom is stopping him. Imkain ledidan. Since we kaimel and Rav Huna Brei Dav Yeshua lo matzim akiv alav. We don't paskin like Rav Huna, and therefore you could la halacha, you could stop it. So the Beis Yosef basically throws away this aviyasaf, and he says la halacha that we hold that one ben mavui is allowed to open up, one local is allowed to open up a store, even if another local has a store. Sounds like Beis Yosef is saying that's even if you're going to stop his parnasa totally, not just, you know, create competition. Even if by you coming in you're going to stop him totally, how do I know you're going to stop him? Because no one's going to go to the back guy anymore, because everyone coming in is first going to go there.
What about all the people that live in the middle?
What?
People that live in the middle.
I guess the ikar business with people coming in from the outside.
Outside.
I hear what you're saying. That's a good point. Now, Zok Darama, very important. Okay, underlined in the Darkei Moshe. Ulani is daiti. Says the Rama. No, v'nir the gam Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua ma'ida b'haydina. Here, even Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua would agree. That means even Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. They usually says that one local is allowed to. Here, one local is allowed to stop another. Is not allowed to stop another local. Zok the Rama that Aviyasaf is being mechadish something. That's only if you're leaving him room for his parnasa. But if you're not leaving him room at all, then one local is allowed to stop another local.
How much do you have to leave?
What?
How much do you have to leave?
You have to leave him that chance to be able to make parnasa.
What parnasa?
Two entrants.
The guy was making $200,000 a year.
No.
He can only make $75,000.
It doesn't make a difference. If he can,
what, that parnasa or no?
I guess it is. I don't know. It depends. If
depends
it is,
on what his expenses
are. V'chein kasav amar yesham. That's mamish affecting, taking away his whole part of his parnasa. But taking away his parnasa means he cannot do the business anymore. I think it means he can't do the business
as
anymore.
As well as he
then, does. No, he can't do, no, not as well. He can't operate.
Completely.
He can't do the business. So then,
open.
Yeah. So yeah. Then it's not just creating competition. It's setting it up in a way that nobody's going to go to the other guy. Then the Ramaz Machmer and says that here, even La Halacha, two locals, one local could stop the other one because he's stopping him completely. There's a big chumro the Ramah. So in other words, we have a machlokes in the Gemara. Is one local allowed to stop another local? We paskin, you're not allowed to stop another local. That's Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. Zokta v'yasaf. Ho, but there's a bigger chumra in a case where the second local is going to totally eliminate the ability for the first guy to operate. Zokta man, we paskin like that. Even though we paskin, one local can't stop another local, only if you're leaving him a chance to operate. If you're going to cause him to close down entirely, then you could stop him. This is a major, major,
that, right?
This is a major chumra.
It'll be on him to prove that. To prove
okay,
up.
Fine.
That he gets, can't come
now,
course.
This is this
charging
is, this $5 is, this,
a gallon of
them. Oh, yes. So good. So this is Mamash the case. This is a Tshuva in the Ramah, which I copied also. The Tshuva in the Ramah is a very interesting case. The Ramah says that the Ramami Panu, I guess they lived at the same time, the Ramami Panu went into business with a big Nadiv, a big guy, and to print the Rambam. It's in the other sheet. It's in the other packet. To go into to print the Rambam. He wanted to print the Mishnah Torah Rambam. And he was going to print the Mishnah Torah Rambam, and he got this big non-Jewish guy, and they were going public. There was another publishing guy that got insulted that Ramami Panu didn't go with him. So he decided, you know what? I'm going to publish the Rambam myself, and I'm going to lose money on it, like the Sina Skin of Shmuz from, and I'm going to lose money on it.
I don't care.
But I'm going to sell it for half price. I'm definitely going to sell it for half price, so that nobody is going to buy the Ramami Panu's version. So. The Ramah handles are the other Yidden. Now the guy is not going to listen to our halacha. If I tell you, halacha is we paskin like Runa B'Yerusha, like Aviyasaf, the guy is not going to listen. Right. But if the Dayanim paskin that it's also for this other guy to do it, then the other Yidden are not going to buy from this second guy, and the Ramami Panu will be able to sell his Rambam. That was the child.
The market dictates.
One market. The market is the Jews, right? Who else is buying the Rambam?
Yeah,
so if the Pesach from the Ramah is going to be, if the Ramah is going to paskin, to all, this is Allah.
True story.
This is a true story. It's a tshuva. A tshuva means that the shalos one. So the Ramah paskins that it's also for the, if the other guy would be a Yid, we'd be able to stop him. Why? Because this is what he says in the Daki Tshuva.
Right.
Because since if he opens up, and he's going to open the Rambam and sell it for half price, nobody's going to buy the
sure.
more expensive
right.
one, right? So Mamela, he's knocking out the Ramami Panu's business, the first guy's business totally, and he already put expenses in it and everything. So he knocked him out entirely. He's not allowed to open up. And therefore, no Jews are allowed to buy the second printing of the Rambam.
Why would I make them not allowed to buy it?
What?
Why would it be that I can't buy it as a consumer?
He's trying to figure out how to stop the guy, right? So he's trying
to stop him is putting a favor.
First of all, he says, no, it's a favor, right?
It's very nice.
It's a favor. No, because he says also. He said,
the guy's not Jewish.
No, his whole first part of the tshuva is that the din of Yoredu Menasa Shachaveri is a din of like Sigzol and it's Nichol Hashem Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So the guy really is asked to do it. And Mamela, I'm the favor on that.
Once it's made already, it's not the favor to buy.
It is. It's a favor to do the business. If no one's going to buy it, he's going to close up. If he knows before.
What's the gnei?
I'm saying it's in his window shop.
No, if he knows right now that no one, the psak is going to come out. If he opens up, no one's going to him. He's not going to open. So we could stop him.
Right.
So now it's like this. So this is the Ramah. This is the Ramah Paskins. So the Ramah Paskins is what's negiah to us is that the Ramah Paskins that if you're going to close up shop, there was a few other cases that this came negiah. A couple tshuvas where this happened. One of them, the Chasam Sofer in the Piskei Tshuva, in the Piskei Tshuva brings a whole bunch of cases like this, that the Chasam Sofer had a shayla that there was a person who had a big sugar company, and he hired two big rabbanim to give him a hechsher l'kasher l'Pesach.
Okay.
Interesting. Kasher l'Pesach sugar.
Right?
Okay, even back then, right? So yeah. And now there was another Rav that wanted to offer the hechsher at a cheaper price.
Half price.
Okay, he wanted to offer the hechsher on the sugar at a cheaper price. So Lamaisa, what? So now
it wasn't good products, you'd have no problem.
Yeah, who's gonna offer the hechsher on the spring water for Pesach?
Right.
So the Shiloh was, this is a once in a lifetime thing. This is the only distributor of sugar in the area. Okay, this is the main sugar company. And if this guy gets it, the other guy's out this parnasa. Now, are you going to tell him you can do a different parnasa? Doesn't make a difference. The fact that you could go do a different thing doesn't mean that doesn't mean anything. The bottom line is, in this industry, you're knocking me out.
Right.
So the Chassam Sefer, I don't know if this is his whole parnasa of the year.
They got paid
to give the hechsher on this.
Yeah.
So now you're going to knock me out entirely from this industry. You can go to a different industry. That's not the shayla. The shayla is not, let the guy get parnasa somewhere else. The point is, if in this industry you're knocking me out entirely, even though they both live in the same city,
why is it the industry only client? It's the only
providing the heksha to this guy.
It's one sugar.
Two rabbanim in the city, and one of them was giving a heksha.
You say it's ani mahapik to kashayla?
What happened?
That's the shayla. This guy is trying.
He
lives in the city.
And now he wants a kashal pesach. Also, what happened?
No, these guys were giving kashal pesach for the last 15 years. Another Rav wants to come and open up his hechsher and maybe they're going to come to him or whatever.
Why isn't that a client?
Why isn't this Anila Mahapik Shaila?
He solicited him.
It's not going to happen in the industry.
Let it be like my roof here, you say.
He could give a hechsher to 7,000 other places. I'm not knocking you out of the kashrut industry. I'm taking away one.
No, apparently, I don't know what the Shaila was. Apparently, the kashrut Pesach sugar industry was big. Okay? I don't know. I go somewhere else. This was the Shaila. So he says over there that it's Taka Aser, because we pass him like this Havi Asaf, that if you're knocking him out entirely is awesome. Okay? Now, the Pischa Tshuva brings down this Tshuva of the Chassam
Sefer. That was the only client available.
What?
That was the client. It has to be the only client available.
Yeah, maybe that was 95% of his business for the year. The rest was little restaurants.
What? Yeah, exactly. This was the big, it's very, I can hear it very stark. There's one company, this guy, everyone else, let's say you can understand it very simply. Let's say you have a lot of Hashem, but not all the Hashem give Kosher Pesach certification. There's only one guy that gives Kosher Pesach certification. And another guy wants to open up that service. Okay, so you open up a competing service, and if you open up that competing service and you're going to be cheaper, then everyone's going to go to you, much cheaper. Now, by the way, this is what I said, that it's going to be cheaper. It's important to note that the Ramah brings down that if this whole thing is the only... I'm sorry, one thing. I don't want to say it right now.
I understand it.
So, no, because the shayla, does that thing apply even if you're being compared to his schar? His parnasa totally. This thing about cheaper.
Yeah.
That's a question.
Right. Yeah. So that's why I'm not sure. Okay. Lemaisa, so he paskins like that. However, not everybody paskins like this Avi Asaf. Because there's a big pasha on this Avi Asaf. First of all, the Beis Yosef says that we don't paskin like the Avi Asaf, number one. We don't paskin like this thing, and we paskin that once, that we paskin. What?
Why can't this guy also go cheaper, I'm saying? Why am I taking away his business? Let him go down in price.
Okay, so I don't know why
that,
if you I'm not sure. I'm not sure about Pratz. No, maybe he's go. Maybe like the case of the Ramami Panu. He was dafka going to lose money on it. He was dafka willing to go cheaper to the point he wouldn't make any money.
Very expensive to give a hatch on sugar.
So now,
why would he do that?
Just
to wipe the
what?
Other guy.
Yeah.
It's a
sweet
deal.
Out of
yeah.
Prices.
Yeah, and also to show all the other Jews, next time you want to publish, go with me. Don't go with this other guy.
Yeah.
Okay? Now it's like this. The Divrei Chaim says, the Chuvah Divrei Chaim, the Tzanz Rav, he says like this, that first of all, the Beis Yosef doesn't bring down this whole Avi Asaf. So according to Beis Yosef, it's a simple question, do you live in the city? Don't you live in the city? Beis Yosef brings it down and says we don't pass like that, and Mechaber doesn't bring it down. So Mechaber does not pass like this at all, and therefore one city person to another city person, they're allowed to open up, no shayla. And even the Ramah, the Divrei Chaim says, it's very nice, he brought it in the Tshuva as one of four reasons why the Ramami Panu's case was fine. But he brings it in the tshuva, and in the Daki Tshuva also he seems to say. But in the Ramah, he makes no mention of it in the Shulchan Aruch. So for some reason, even the Ramah himself didn't pass on the Savi Yasav. And therefore, the Divrei Chaim, and he goes and has a 3-page tshuva to explain the stira, why the Ramah brought it in the tshuva, but not in the Shulchan Aruch. But the bottom line, he says that the Ramah did not pass on like this in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the Divrei Chaim wants. The Divrei Chaim says, even the Ramah does not pass on like this, Savi Yasav, and therefore it's fair game. You can knock people out of business, it will make no difference. As long as you live in the same city and in the same mobile, in the same city is a child. No, still that's leaving aside what we already learned, soliciting and all that. We're just talking about opening up now. And by you opening up, you're behind, you're knocking him out, because let's say right, like we said, let's say a guy has a major business for a hurricane shutters. Okay, but I'm going to open up a business to make hurricane proof windows. So once you can do windows, why would anyone go to shutters?
Right.
Shutters. I'm not soliciting. I'm not doing anything. But by me opening up, I'm closing him down. Lagamri.
It's a totally different product.
Oh, so that's the question. So now. So what's going to be Lamaisa if let's go to a different case?
If you have a pizza shop, well, you can't open up a steakhouse because no one's going to buy pizza.
No. So it sounds. Oh, good. So it sounds like now. Let's talk. I want to finish one thing. Let's go off of the case. Let's switch gears a little bit to a case where you're not knocking him out entirely. But the etzem din of an outside person opening up a business, when you're not knocking him out, you're just creating competition. Okay? So when you're just creating competition, there's an important Ramo over here. Okay? When you're just creating competition. If this is going to be a heter to knock him out, I'm not sure. But there's later in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not printed over there, the Ramo says, is Kuf Nun Vav in Siv Zayin. So the Ramah says like this. He says, Yesh Oimrim, Had b'nei ha'ir yechoyim limchois b'vnei ir acheres, heinu davka b'dilek p'sedel l'lekuchois, shemoichin kishar b'nei ha'ir, v'gam schoirosan ein atoiva yoyser, mishal b'nei ha'ir. Avim nois nin yoyser b'zoil, but if you're giving it cheaper, oishi yoyser toiva, or if it's a better product, sh'az nenin ha'loikhin mehen, ein moichreis schoirois yechoyim limchois. So he says, if you're providing a better product, even if you're coming from an outsider,
right,
you're allowed to open up. Because you're providing either a cheaper product or a better product.
Quality. Then you're allowed to come from outside?
Then you're even allowed to come from outside.
So for the community.
But I don't know, okay.
Are you serving better bagels? What does it mean?
What?
What does better mean?
It's a better product. You know, it's a better type of semer. You're serving. A service is not so posh. It doesn't necessarily say a service could be not so posh because in a service wouldn't mean better. If it's cheaper, it's probably not better. So it means you're not getting better quality. You're not getting a better deal. You're just getting maybe. So if you're offering something that didn't exist, it sounds like even an outsider is allowed to come in. This is what the Ramah says.
It's like offering candy.
Offering candy is soliciting customers. There's no shaykhis. Here you're offering a better product in your business. So then the Ramah says you're allowed to come in. What I'm misupik about is this also a heter to knock him out entirely? Mm-hmm. In other words, this is talking about a case where I'm just creating competition, and still an outsider is not allowed to come in to create competition. Zokter Amma, but if you're providing either cheaper or a better product, you're allowed to create competition even if you're an outsider. The shaila is, are you even allowed to knock him out? That I'm not sure, because knocking him out is more chomer. So knocking him out legamri, I'm still not clear about that.
How do you estimate what you're going to do?
Okay, I'm telling you, like I said, that was my example. Let's say by you opening up a different service.
And the other guy has a Nokia that's from 10 years ago, you pretty much knocked him out. Nobody's going to buy his phone anymore.
Now listen to this. No, so that's what. Oh, so if you're going to knock him out, I'm not sure. Now, like this. Now here's a very interesting remark. However, and this is what's going to get to the sugar thing. However, he says it's only a heter. That's only a heter if the consumers that are going to benefit are yidden. But if the consumers that are going to benefit are goyim, then you're not allowed to open up if you're an outsider. So in other words, let's say the only mile that I have is only negeya. Is only going to be negeya to a non-Jew. Okay? So if the service that I'm opening up, the mile that I'm offering is only going to be better for a goy, okay? So then, b'chi agavna, you're not allowed to open up. Because we don't care. Why do I care if they're providing a better service to the non-Jews?
It doesn't help the
yid. The whole tefisa that you have is because
you pay
taxes to the goyim. So if it's, what do I care if I'm ruining a yid's business, if I'm giving service to the goyim of the year? If there's 5 million.
The reason why a lot of come into town and open up is because I pay taxes.
But this guy's not paying taxes. He's an outsider. So the whole word is he's an outsider. He's not allowed to pay, come in. Terrence is that I want to protect the consumer as well. But I'm only interested in protecting the Jewish consumer. I'm not interested in protecting the non-Jewish consumer. And therefore, this case with the Hechsher, right? So let's say the guy would be cheaper. I don't know if you're allowed to be cheaper to help the guy. Or do I care that you're providing a Hechsher for cheaper to help the guy produce his sugar? If it would be a Jewish company, maybe it would be different. Because the fact that you're cheaper maybe is taka amayla that you're allowed to open up. As long as it's, you're not totally coming in as like the Armami Panu's case. Case, that you're coming in, yeah, Dafka to close him down. You're not even. There's nothing he can match that price. Okay, so the so that's an important kinetic over here. One thing I have to find out, I have to look into, is this heter of if you're going to provide a different service, is that even matter closing down the other guy? Okay, but that's so to sum up over here, we paskin
different service. A different service meaning
I don't know what the difference
is. And enhance, like you said, free delivery.
I don't know what the difference is exactly, but the ask me. So the word is like this. The bottom line is the klal adavar. Okay, the machlokes in the Gemara. If a local person is allowed to open up a store, let me just sum up quickly. So if a local person is allowed to open up a competing business. If someone else allowed to open a competing business in the same mavur in the same city, so the machlokes in the Gemara, Rav Huna's machmer, it says even two local people, the first one has a tain on the second guy. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua says no, two local people have no tain on each other. You can only stop an outside guy that doesn't pay taxes in the city. If a guy pays taxes in the city but in a different neighborhood, that's a suffix in the Gemara. We pass in Rav Huna Bar Yeshua that a local guy is not allowed to stop another local guy. The machlokes between the Rama and the Beis Yosef, what happens if by the local guy opening up, he's going to close down the first guy? So there are most machmer in the tshuva and in the Daki Moshe, and the Beis Yosef's Mekel, the Chasam Sofer and the Pesach Tshuva go with this Ramah, but the Divrei Chaim says that since the Ramah didn't bring it down in Shechnar, you don't have to be machmer on this Divrei Chaim, on this Avi Asaf even. And then, if you're not closing him down, but you're an outsider, there are some heterim to open up. And one of the heterim is that if you're providing a different product, or if you're providing a cheaper product, then you're allowed to open up even as an outsider. The suffix that we have is because you're providing a better thing for the consumer. And there's other cases in the Gemara. The reason I'm saying my suffix now is because there's other cases in the Gemara that say an outsider is allowed to open up. For example, the Gemara talks about a Yom HaShuk. Let's say there's one day a year that everyone comes into New Orleans for whatever, right?
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, so now that's a Yom HaShuk, whatever. There's one day a year that everyone comes in to this place, okay? And now, are outside people allowed to come in? So the Gemara says, yeah, because the outside people are going to go for say, I'm selling to the outside people. I'm not stepping on your toes. Mm-hmm. There's other cases that
the whole
an outsider...
thing of the fear is behaft to right. attract outside
there's people. Other cases that an outside person is allowed to come in. Okay, or for example, another case is, let's say an outside person has to be here temporarily for whatever reason. Let's say he has a medical need. He has to be here temporarily, or he's here for other reasons. He needs to be here. Now, in the meanwhile, I'm not going to have parnassah. So in the meanwhile, let me open up shop. So then we allowed the outside guy to come in. Okay, even doesn't live here, is allowed to open up. For the meanwhile, to do his parnasa. The Nesiva says, even in such a case, he's not allowed to stop the other guy, though. He's not allowed to, if he's going to totally knock out the other guy, he's not allowed to knock out the other guy, even if he has a rishus to be there. So that's my suffix. In this case, when the outside guy is providing a different service, what about if he's knocking out the first guy? I'm not sure. I have to look into that. Okay, that's the suffix that we're leaving off with. Fine. The one thing I want to talk about next week is what's the yisoid of this. Oh, and we also spoke out. What's the yisoid of this whole iser of one ben mavi to another ben mavi? So we spoke out the chasam sofer that you have a kinyan in the by paying taxes. You get a kinyan in the money generated over here. The shayla b'chal. What's the iser of yarin l'stochum nasa? It's a geneva. It's a grama. It's a derabanan deraisa. What is the yisoid of this whole iser? So that's what I want to talk about. A little bit next week. What's the sort of the Isser and a couple other cases in the Shuvah?
Shkoyer.
How does a KM pass?